Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours. There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours.
Yeah. Thank you. minutes of physical activity a day and eating well can help get your child healthy. So keep them active and eating well every day.
Skip a rope Saturday, free tag Friday, tap dance Thursday.
When God made you, He said, "This is my creation." Gave the breath of life in you. I am well pleased. Have dominion rule the earth. nothing seems complete. I stand up and uncertain for the better part of me.
Cause I am Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Take the joy of the Lord with you every day.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called Hands Only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Minutes of physical activity a day and eating well can help get your child healthy. So keep them active and eating well every day.
Skip a rope Saturday, freeze tag Friday, tap dance Thursday. Eat well and move a lot.
Get ideas. Get involved. Get going at letsmove.gov. That's letsmove.gov. A message from USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Ask Kathleen / Adam, Where Art Thou? We are not on over on the TJRS Radio Network tonight, but we are here hanging out just a little bit and wanted to give an upload of the download of Circle of Sisters in New York City today. What an incredible event. 2 days worth of business and more business and more business. People from all over the country here in New York City at the Jacob Javits Center, which is a huge convention center on the West Side Highway in New York City, and people from all over everywhere, and over 35,000 people came through between Saturday and Sunday to visit various businesses that were appealing to women, primarily women of color. So there was a lot going on. It was sponsored by one of the local radio stations, so we had all kinds of celebrities come through, singers, songwriters, you name it. DJ Steve Harvey was there. Tyrese was there singing yesterday. Yolanda Adams today. They had a concert. Church of, oh my gosh, you name it, it was there. And I was there. So it was a really interesting weekend, and thank you so much just for joining us. I got home late this evening, so we missed our regular broadcast of Adam, but we're over here hanging out, and I have a guest with me that I want to just welcome in and say hi. Thank you so much for calling and being here with me tonight. How are you, Mr. Unknown?
Now, I know you didn't think that was going to be me by any chance. How are you, Kathleen?
I'd drop in as
unknown, fade to the background, just listen to the show, and now I get blown out of the water. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know you can't just drop in and not be on the air and say, hey. And I just want to shout out to everybody in the chat room. Mr. L.E.S. and P.P. Music Man logged in to chat with us over here tonight. And it was a really, really long weekend. I'm not sorry that it's winding down, but it was exciting being over there at Circle of Sisters. So it was kind of like an expo, you know. So it was interesting. About 200 and some odd businesses from soup to nuts, Jerome. They had cake makers.
It was a networking dream, huh, with all the people. How many people did you say it was? 35?
They said over 35,000 people.
Man, okay.
I'm telling you, over 35,000. 10,000 people walk through there. And that's not including the vendors, the business
right.
owners. And it yeah. And WBLS, the one of one of the top urban radio stations here in New York anyway, was the sponsor of the event, or the host sponsor, however they call it. So they had this huge booth, of course, set up that takes up like almost half the room. And my booth was right behind, or right across, directly across from WBLS. So whatever was going on their stage, I was able to just watch straight from my, my booth, which was really, it was prime real estate, so it was really cool.
Uh-huh.
It was really nice. It was really nice. So a lot of women going through there. So any of you who are business owners across the country, Circle of Sisters will be back here next year, next October. So think about it. You know, think about coming in to be a vendor, because it, you know, people do a lot of business and make a lot of connections in that place. So tell me a little bit about networking, Jerome. What's the benefit? Tell me some of the benefits of networking for business owners at places like that.
Oh, well, networking is everything. You know, as I normally talk about politics and just generally how politics plays a role in your life regardless. I mean, politics, when we talk about it, people think about political campaign and elections, but politics goes on to, you know, from childhood, who you choose to be friends with because they wear the same kind of clothes or enjoy the same type of music. And business networking works the same exact way. It's how you pick your vendors, who gives you credit and who doesn't, who gives you leeway and who doesn't. So you always have to just kind of be conscious about the fact that everybody kind of relies on somebody else for assistance. I mean, it just kind of reminds me of Steve Jobs and his passing, of him, you know, not having enough money, dropping out of college in the first semester, starting Apple, and then getting fired from the company that he started 2 years into it. And then we see the success story, and people think that it's easy. But dropping out of college and not respecting the fact that you need other people is it's kind of the premise of going to college. So when you look at people like Michael Dell or I guess I forgot Microsoft founder's name, who runs Microsoft? Kathleen, do you remember? Bill Gates. Bill Gates. I can't believe I forgot Bill Gates' name.
My boy,
yes.
Bill.
So Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Michael Dell, none of them graduated from college, but networking is important because in business you get nothing unless you have the relationship. It doesn't matter what if you have a degree or not. Everything that you get in this country goes by your relationships. In your life, generally, is your relationship to everybody else and everything else. So it's very important.
Yeah,
that was a long-winded
so
answer for it, but it really is.
But it's really true, and it makes a huge difference. And just as important as who you know to help you get to great places is who you know that can delay you getting there. So, you know, making sure that we stay true to our spirit and, you know, making sure we attract what we're looking for so that we're not, you know, sidetracked, derailed, or whatever. You know, keeping it positive. But, you know, I think it's really important, and I learned that this weekend, who you trust in your space and who you give airtime to is critical and can either enhance or speed up your business success or slow it down.
Right. And you just have to go. You know, I say that a lot, but you have to kind of pull back from it and go a little slower to realize that people who are in business are usually really busy, so they don't like to waste their time on little sidetrack projects. But they are the people to go to when you want something done. The saying in the business world is find somebody who's busy. They don't have a lot of time to waste. So you don't find the person who has all the time in the world to do it. You find someone who's busy, because they're used to managing what they're doing just to be a little bit more efficient. So, like I said, networking is very important.
Yeah, it just just really critical. So I just want to thank you for hanging out with me, even for a little bit talking with the audience here. I wanted to just make sure that I did come in for anybody who was going to check in and see what was going on over here. I will put up couple of pictures from Circle of Sisters, but we're gonna go off the air at 7 o'clock because unfortunately I rescheduled. Well, fortunately I rescheduled the show to start at 6, and so my 2 hours for the day will be up in a couple of minutes. But I just want to thank you so much, Mr. Elias, and PP Music Man for stopping in. It was great to have you. We'll be back, of course, again next week on Sunday with. Let me turn around to the big board and see who's on next week. Next week, October 16th, I think we have a surprise guest, so I'll advertise it during the week. So everybody, thanks so much for hanging out, for being here as usual, and we'll see you next week, Sunday evening. And Jerome, you'll be on next Thursday night, right?
Yes, I'll be there on Esprit Radio doing news.
Great. Esprit Radio, Thursday night at 11, and we'll see you Sunday morning on the Sirius side on the TGRS Radio Network, and Sunday evening, of course. When it's Sunday evening, you know it's time for Adam, Where Art Thou? And Ask Kathleen to follow it right up. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great evening. This is Kathleen Williams, and we are signing out. Have a wonderful week. Thanks, Jerome.
Thank you.